Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today's program, we're going to go to the Orlando shooting that took place, and allegedly, this particular imam of this mosque, his name is Marcus Robinson, was being interviewed by a Fox TV reporter and asking them about some very specific things that he allegedly said. And he's saying it here on this video, saying that he believes that some journalists need to be beheaded and women need to be stoned. And the shooter of this massacre in Orlando allegedly was connected to this guy's ministry. I don't know. Let's take a look now.
Part two of my interview with the controversial imam. Police say the Orlando terrorist was enrolled in his website, but the imam denies this. Now more from him. Hypothetically, do you condemn stoning a woman to death for adultery?
No, I do not condemn that.
Why not?
Do you condemn someone getting to electric chair for whatever crime they get the electric chair for?
So you think adultery for a woman is a death penalty offense?
Not just a woman. Why do you want to specify a woman?
Because I see the women being stoned to death, and I don't see the men. Are they stoning the men to death?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, I see, the only thing I see, and I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but,
right.
But I see the women getting stoned to death for adultery, and I don't see the men getting stoned to death.
This is unfair. You know, I do, if that was the case, I would agree with you that this would be a biased type of approach. What I do not condemn is the concept that stoning is an inappropriate punishment for adultery, because we find in the Quran and in the Sunnah that we stone for a person who is an adulterer, meaning has been married. However, I don't think that we have a foot to stand on when we talk about, when we Americans talk about the death penalty, when we also implement the death penalty.
I guess the other thing too is that I guess in Islam, a man can have more than one.
Still, adultery is adultery. A man should be stoned.
A man can have more than one wife, but a wife can't have more than one husband, right?
Of course not. But still.
What do you mean, of course not?
Of course not. It's not natural.
So when they behead James Foley, a journalist, your thought is what?
I believe some journalists need to be beheaded, but I wouldn't have done that.
You believe some journalists need to be beheaded?
I only say that facetiously.
Okay.
How can you justify
ISIS?
I'm not justifying it. I was just stating that, you know, no, I don't justify any of their activities, and no, I don't think that.
Shouldn't we stop them?
No. Why would we?
Beheading people, beheading Americans.
Okay. Don't we have our own problems here?
Yeah, we got problems here, but...
Okay, so is it our business?
Well, apparently some of those problems are being imported here.
Only because I think that because we feed into this and we grow it here.
Can you imagine? He's sitting there saying some journalists need to be beheaded. And if you've been watching VFN TV quite some time, you saw the tragedy that took place with James Foley and how we didn't even respond. And after he was beheaded, he's a journalist from America, was beheaded, our president went out and played golf after making a short announcement about it. It's just amazing. Here he is, reportedly down here in Orlando, where this shooter who killed 49 Americans and wounded many more in the shooting in Orlando said his allegiance was to this very same thing this man is connected to Islam, to radical Islam, to ISIS, to the state of ISIS, to Baghdadi, the one that supposedly heads up that whole radical Islam. It's like, what are we coming to? And then women need to be stoned. You hear again and again that Islam is a peaceful religion. Again and again, we're seeing people that claim to be connected to the teachings of Muhammad. And they talked also about the Sunni, the Sharia law books they talked about those two things. It says that a woman should be stoned for adultery. Well, that's what these particular parts of that religion are living by and teaching that. And it says that, you know, one of the writings says very specifically that they should rain down hell on top of homosexuals. They should be killed, that they should be relieved of their sin or something. This is what they're being taught. So he goes into a bar that's a homosexual bar and starts shooting people based on things that he's taught. That's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve forgives. He actually loves the sinner. He loves us, and he wants us to come to him. And whatever God they're serving is not God at all, and his son is not Jesus Christ. And it's so important for us to really understand that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.